一个祷告。
Peace be with brothers and sisters. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主耶稣，我们真的是感谢你。
Oh Lord God, we give you thanks.
因为我们本来是不配。
For how unworthy we really are.
是罪人。
That we're sinners.
但是因着你在十字架的关系。
But because of the cross.
我们的罪得以。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
洁净。
That our sins could be forgiven.
因为因着你的十字架，我们的可以靠近神自己。
Because of the cross that we are able to lean on God.
因着十字架，我们可以成为神的儿女。
Because of the cross that we are able to become children of God.
因着十字架，我们跟你的和你的国有份。
Because of the cross that we can be part of your kingdom.
因着你的十字架，我们可以听从你的话语。
Because of the cross that we are able to hear your word.
因为我们知道我们的家乡不是在地上，而是在天上。
For we know our home is not in this world, it is in heaven.
我们可以跟弟兄姐妹一同的走这个天路。
That we're able to together journey on this path with our brethren.
求你再一次的借着你的话语来教导我们的弟兄姐妹。
We pray, Lord God, that once again with your word that you teach our brethren.
成为你的儿女。
May we be your children.
一同走天路的弟兄姐妹。
And together we're able to walk on this journey.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们从哥罗西书第一章现在到最后一章哈。
We have begun.Studying from the book of Colossians, from the first chapter now to the very last chapter.
都是满满的都是福音啊。
And this entire book is full of the gospel.
当然这个哥罗西的弟兄姐妹接受了福音之后。
And when the Colossians receive the gospel.
保罗鼓励他们不要受动摇啊，要保守。守住你们所信的福音。
So here Paul encourages the brethren of Colossians, his brethren, to not waver, but really guard and keep the gospel of Christ.
但是在第四章的时候，他说福音可以影响到我们全部的生命啊。
The fourth chapter teaches us that the gospel really impacts all areas of our lives.
我们上一周讲到它影响到我们人与人之间的关系，影响到教会啊。
The third chapter, the last week we studied that the gospel can really impact and influence the church and also the relationship between men.
你可以看到第三章说第十二十三节，怜悯恩惠谦虚温柔忍耐的心，倘若这人与那人有谦虚，总要彼此包容彼此。饶恕主怎么样饶恕你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人，因为我们领受了那个福音，我们知道我们可以饶恕别人。
In chapter 3 verses 12 and 13 it is written, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
所以当你接受了这个福音的时候，你的教会应该会有改变了。
So therefore, as we receive this gospel, we and our churches should change.
因为人与人之间的关系会改变了。
For the relationship between mankind should change.
然后他这里在接下来的时候，夫妻的关系也会
And so we continue on to chapter 4 that speaks of that the relationship between a husband and wife should change.
怎么样做主人和仆人的关系，怎么样在外面工作的关系也会改变。
And should be so, the relationship between a master or a manager and the servant, and also how we relate to each other in our work environment.
跟外面的人接触，跟这个慕道友的接触也会改变啊。
Also with those that are not amongst the brethren within the church, between Christians and non-believers, that our relationships should change.
弟兄姐妹，假如你信了福音，你没有改变的话，可能那个福你还没有真正的相信。
Brothers and sisters, if you say that you have received the gospel, but your relationship with others has not changed, then you may not have really understood or even received the gospel.
因为福音不只是让我们得救，但是呢，也改变我们在这地上的生命。
For the gospel does not only allow us to be saved, but also should change our lives as we lead our lives in this world.
因为假如你真实的相信的话，一定会带来这样的改变的话。
If you truly believe and you say you are a Christian, then your life should change.
所以我们在接下来就讲到夫妻关系的改变。
So now we continue our study and we look at how
第十八节哈，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，在这主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
As we look at how our relationship between human beings changed, now we're studying in verse 18 on how a relationship between a husband and wife should change.
通常啊，讲到夫妻的关系，我们都跑到这个另外一本书叫什么？不是哥林多啊。我忘记，暂时忘记了。另外一本书信去，很少人注意到哥罗西书。
Usually when we study the relationship between man and wife, and we tend to focus on other parts of the scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, yes. We don't tend to really focus on the Colossians.
很少人注意这个哥罗西书讲到夫妻的关系。
Very often we tend to overlook the third chapter of Colossians that talks about how a husband and wife should relate to one another.
但是这里啊，有一些神把这些珍珠，把这些宝贵的东西散在圣经的各个部分啊。
God has given to us this treasure, precious treasure, and this is peppered throughout the Bible, his scripture, his word.
假如你知道这个的时候，假如你知道这里讲的夫妻的关系的时候，你可以看到他这个教训的宝贵啊。
If you see this teaching in this chapter, then you see how precious this teaching is.
那我们要来想一想哈，他说你们做妻子的要当顺服自己的丈夫。这个现代的人呢，尤其是受了女权运动的影响的人，他把顺服他改成尊敬哈。你要尊敬你的丈夫啊。
Verse 18, wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. So nowadays there's so much emphasis on women's rights, so-called women's rights, that changes actually even the scripture. And changing this instead of subjecting to your husband to say to respect your husband.
但是我们完全相信神的话语啊。
But we truly believe and submit ourselves to the word of God.
当神讲顺服的时候，我们就是顺服。顺服就是听丈夫的话的意思。
So the word here teaches us to be subject to husbands. So this is what the word says, and we believe and we receive.
但是你要小心的看啊，他说要听丈夫的话，然后呢，非常奇妙的哈，第二十节啊，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母啊。
And now we come to verse 20. Children, obey your parents in everything.
然后第二十二节，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。
Verse 22, slaves or servants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters.
三个都是讲听从，都是讲听话，但是为什么第一个要讲到顺服呢？
And so here three times we're talking about obeying. Why is it that the first place, wives, here it is written, be subject to.
Submission. 这个英文也是一样哈，英文也是第一个是 submission, 然后这个儿女是 obey, 然后仆人也是 obey 哈。
So here in English, 做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，然后儿女呢听从，第三呢做仆人的要听从。
为什么要有这样的不同呢？
So why is it that in these three places the verb over here is different?
因为做儿女的凡事要听从。我们 有一个 夫妻有一个孩子哈，我们告诉他怎么样教养孩子啊，我们就用了这个听从啊 obey 这句话啊。
So when we are teaching encouraging a couple with a child, and we are using the word obey, obey parents. The child should obey the parents.
因为听从啊，有这个权柄的，他假如不听的时候，我说我们可以用权柄啊。
And the word obey, obedience, obey actually carries with it authority behind that. So if the child does not obey the parents, then the parents have authority over the children.
甚至我们有时候叫他说，你就要打他屁股啊。
Sometimes we encourage a parent that the parent can reasonably punish the child if the child fails to obey.
那你们做仆人的也是主人有权柄的，当他不听话。当他不听话的现在啊，是当然是可以开除他哈。
So servants obey in everything those who are your earthly master. So this means that if the servant fails to obey, then today is a manager. The manager can actually let go or fire this employee.
当然，在保罗以前的世界呢，是看他们是可以打。那个仆人的哈。
So in the old days, these are slaves that have to be subject to their masters. So very often the masters would punish severely, even hitting the slaves.
但是他说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，他用了完全另外一个字 submission 啊。
However, in verse 18, wives be subject to or submit to your husband. So here the verb is different. It is not obey. It is to be subject to or submit to.
因为那个顺服啊是不用权柄的哈。
Because this submission has no authority behind this.
是因为他们在我们要顺服神啊 ，submit to God 啊，就是我们当我们的属灵成长之后，我们自然而然的会顺服啊。
So in the same way, when we submit to our Lord, our God, when our spiritual lives mature, then very naturally we will submit.
所以夫妻的关系是什么呢？当妻子不听你的话的时候，你不可以说。哎呀，我用拳头，我用各样的自己的这个很粗暴的方法要他顺服啊。
So therefore, in a husband and wife relationship, when the wife does not submit to the husband, this word does not carry authority, and therefore the husband should not punish her in a severe way, deal with her in an appropriate way.
或者是好像仆人这样把他休了，把他丢弃了。
And so the husband should not treat a wife as a master may treat a servant when she does not submit.
而是我们盼望，我们为他祷告，希望我们告诉他要来听到。当他在灵里面成长之后，他就会学会顺服。
In a situation where the wife does not submit to her husband, the way the husband should deal with her is to pray for her, is to hope that she will submit, and also is to hope that in the spiritual walk of the wife that she would mature to a place where she willingly will submit to the husband.
同样的，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，他假如不爱你的时候。因为他不在神里面。
And in the same way, the husband should love the wife. Because if the husband does not love the wife, then this husband is not within God.
因为这个爱不是世间上的爱哈，因为你漂亮，所以我爱你哈。
And this love is not a worldly love. It is not conditioning, such as if the wife looks attractive, then the husband loves her. That is not the case.
是因为主耶稣爱教会，他是牺牲的爱，所以他。这个一定是在属灵上，他成长之后，他成熟之后，他才知道怎么爱他的太太。
And this love is a sacrificial love, just like how Jesus loves the church and Jesus laid down his life. So this is a love that comes with maturity.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要你的妻子顺服吗
？So brothers, would you not wish your wives to submit to you?
你要你的丈夫能够爱你吗
？Wives, would you not want your husbands to love you?
你要为他祷告。
Then you need to pray for your spouse.
希望神在他身上工作。
And you pray for God to work on your spouse.
你要让他听这个福音。
And you need to bring to your spouse the word of God.
他有机会听到福音的时候，他就知道怎么样在主里面成长成熟，爱你。
When your spouse, when your husband has the word of God, when your wife has the word of God, then the wife would be able to mature in spirit, and she would be willingly submitting to her husband. Same with the husband. When the husband comes to the word of God, then he would grow spiritually and love his wife.
第三点，你要成长，你要自己成长成熟。
And thirdly, you need to mature.
因为你听到福音之后，你自己成长成熟，你是一个好的榜样的时候，他自动会顺服你，他自动他会看到原来神在你身上工作，原来神工作是这样的。When
you mature and you become a testimony of God's grace, how God has changed your life to your spouse, and your spouse would be able to be impacted through your changing in the God by the Word of God.
Okay. 再接下来呢，就讲到 福音也会影响到父母跟孩子的关系。
We continue to study, and we see that the gospel will also impact the relationship between parents and the children.
他说：“做儿女的要听从你的父母哈。”我们有一对夫妻哈，我们已经教导了他们一些了哈。
So here, verse 20, children, obey your parents in everything.And we have families that have children, and we encourage and teach the parents how to teach the children in God.
但是我要你们看到的是，圣经是非常非常平衡的。
But what I'd like you to really get out of this is that the Bible is very balanced.
因为在罗马的时代啊，你可以很重的处罚你的孩子哈。
Because in a Roman period, the people are allowed, it is a practice that they're allowed to punish severely their children.
罗马的法律甚至说你假如把孩子打死都没有罪的。
Under Roman law, even if the parents took the lives of their children, they are blameless. They will not be convicted of any crime.
因为儿女跟奴仆一样的是你的财产。
Because under Roman law, the children are just like slaves. They are properties.
所以保罗在这里讲啊，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，因为父亲啊，有时候是母亲，但是多数时候是父亲啊，他们常常惹儿女的气啊，他们丧失了那个志气啊。
However, verse 21, Paul writes here, "Fathers, do not provoke your children," and because you do not want to discourage your children.
不可以打死他，还不要惹他的气哈。
So here Paul is saying, parents, not only should you not severely punish your children, even to the point of taking their lives, but instead, to not provoke your children.
所以圣经是很平衡的，因为是我们是神所造的，他知道我们需要什么。
The Bible is so balanced because we are created by God, and God knows what we need.
然后他说，做仆人的，你们做事情的时候，不要为肉身的主人做事情。
And here, as slaves or servants, when you work, do not work for the sake of your earthly master.
他说只是在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚思以敬畏主，无论做什么都从心里做，像是做给主的，不是给人做的。
And instead, in verse 22, Paul writes, slaves or servants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord.
Yeah, 他说你做事情的时候，你在外面做事情的时候，你不是当主人来的时候，你是做给他看而已。
So this is not an eye service or lip service, but you are not doing that to your earthly masters.
你是做给神看的，神天天都在看着你，每时每刻都在看着你。
Omniscient
那个字哈。
But the way that you should be conducting yourself to your earthly master or your managers is that you are fearing the Lord in everything that you're doing.
所以连做事，连在社会做事，福音都会影响到这点。
And therefore, even when we work at our workplaces, the gospel should influence our workplace.
不是说我的老板在的时候我工作，我老板不在的时候我偷懒了。
And it should not be the case where when my boss is around, then I will work very diligently. When my boss is not around and not looking, then I will play.
而且他做，他说你做每一件事情的时候都是荣耀神的。
And here, the emphasis here, Paul is saying that in everything that you do, you are glorifying God.
这个跟我们他这个就是好像我们改革中所讲的人人是祭司啊，你做什么事情你都是为主做的，不是说哎，只有牧师是在做主的事情，其他人做什么事情都不是为主做的。
And so this is the teaching of Reformation, a Reformed Church, and that is that everyone is a priest in his own, that it should not be justthe pastor who is serving God, but in everyday life and everything that we do, we are responsible to God.
那他说做主人的要公公平平的待仆人啊，我特别特别喜欢，因为我有一个老板啊，他就是公公平平的待我们啊，大家都尊敬他。
And in the first verse of chapter 4, masters treat your slaves justly and fairly.Knowing that you also have a master in heaven. And this is something that pleases my heart, especially because I know of this brother. He really treats people who are working for him very justly.
要研究这个公公平平啊，因为他以前是有一个人教他怎么样公公平平的做事情，所以他才能够有今天啊。所以他说这个公公平平是非常非常重要的，但是基督徒都忘记了哈。但是我们没有那么多老板在我们当中，所以我今天就省略了这个部分了。
And so, this brother, he has people working for him, and he's a manager of many people. And so he really focuses his heart is really on what does it mean to justly and fairly treat people who are working under me. So he's also encouraged me to look into it, and.We don't have a lot of managers, I think, amongst us, so I'm going to skip this part for today.
然后他说你要怎么样跟外面的人接触呢？福音也影响到这边，怎么样宣教呢？福音也在这边有所说话。
So here Paul is saying, well, how is it that we should conduct ourselves in our workplace? The gospel certainly impacts that and influences this.
他说
how should we work with other people, people outside of the church? The gospel should change the way.
他说你要恒切祷告啊，感恩为了传道的门可以打开啊。
And here, verse 2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, that the gospel door can be opened to people who don't know the Lord.
然后他能够保罗能够清楚的讲福音的奥秘啊。
That Paul could freely and openly focus onThe secrets, the mystery of the gospel.
所以我们的祷告会啊，不是为自己的弟兄姐妹祷告而已。我们祷告会是盼望神为我们的慕道友祷告，为社区的人祷告。
And therefore, our prayer meetings
为世界祷告
should not be just focusing on our brethren within our own church. We should pray for those who do not believe. We should pray for seekers. We should pray for the world.
让我们有机会打开传道的门呢。因为保罗怎么会传道的，他也要为这件事情祷告。
That God may open to us a door for the word of God to declare the mystery of Christ. And Paul focuses on this here in verse 3, chapter 4.
所以祷告是很重要的哈。
And how important it is to pray.
这里其实三节、第四节到第六节啊，都是在一起的。
And so here the section, chapter 4, Colossians, verse 3, 4, 5, 6, they're all interconnected.
Yeah, 所以第五节你要爱惜光阴，我不知道英文怎么翻译，但是这个有一点redeem the time, I think, English.
Making
the most of the time. 就是你要珍惜这个每一个机会，或者是我们中文这个珍惜那个时机，当机会来的时候，我们也做好的准备啊。
And verse 5, conduct yourself wisely toward outsiders, the non-believers, making the most of time. So we need to seize the moment, seize the time to do what is appropriate in that opportunity.
怎么样和外人交往的时候，当有慕道友来到我们当中的时候，我们要怎么样珍惜那个时候， 跟他们传福音。
So in the gospel, in the word, when we have friends that are seekers that may not be yet believers, we need to seize the moment and seize the time. How do we share with them the word of God?
因为这个我们常常讲错哈，解释错误啊，因为他不可能忽然间讲到要爱惜光阴，然后这个全部都是讲到要跟怎么跟外面的人交往啊，所以这个啊是真的是讲到我们要把握住机会啊，怎么样跟用智慧跟外人交往。
So verse 5 very often may be misinterpreted. Because some people may say, well, it just means to really make the most of your time and seize the moment. This is not just talking about seizing time. This is actually talking about not just seizing time, but to take the opportunity to connect with other people and to make most of that time to preach the gospel, the word of God.
Yeah, 要把握住机会。然后他说你的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。
Verse 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt.
你要跟外人交往的时候，有时候啊，他们使你气得半死啊。
And sometimes, when we are dealing with one another, with people relationships, sometimes people can be angry.
他使你很生气啊。但是
你
他说你要用盐来调和，要和气，要用盐来调和。
Here, Paul is encouraging his brethren to let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt.
我知道在美国长大的，他说你心里面有什么你就讲出来哈。
In the United States, the Western culture very much focuses on individual representation, so people are encouraged to just say what's on your mind.
那是不对的。
That's not right.
心中不对的时候，心中有气的时候，心中想的不对的时候，你不能够完全道出来呀。
When you are angered, you should not just blurt out your anger to people.
因为他说你要用盐调和，盐是什么呢？盐当时的社会盐是用来杀菌的哈，你要把那些不好的杀掉了，你才讲出来。
Here, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt. So, what is the function of salt? Salt is used to season, and also salt kills germs. So, we need to apply our speech in that way with one another.
我觉得美国的方式是有错的，你心里什么讲什么，你心里有气的时候，全部都出来。It's wrong.
My perspective is that
不是我的 perspective， 我觉得是神的 perspective。他说你要用盐调和它。
The speech, in terms of when we are angered, when we're angered, we are encouraged here in the Western culture in order to just blurt out whatever we're thinking. So this is what God is saying over here, that we need to season our speech with salt with one another.
然后最后啊，他说福音啊，是要我们同心合意的兴旺这个福音的。
So here, God wants us to be very single-hearted, united in the gospel.
尤其是第七到第十八节的时候。
Especially in verses 7 and 8.
我读到这里的时候，我就想到我喜欢看的电影啊，《魔戒》啊，《The Lord of the Ring》啊。
And when I look at 7 and 8, verses 7 and 8, chapter 4, Colossians, I always think of one of my favorite movies, is The Lord of the Ring.
因为Tolkien 啊，他虽然不是基督徒，他不是基督教徒，他是天主教徒啊，但是他熟读圣经，他知道圣经讲的是什么啊。
So Tolkien, who is the writer of the series, and even though this is not a Christian, this is a Catholic, understands what the Bible is talking about.
他的第一本书叫做 Fellowship of the Ring. 他就是我们一起要把这个 ring, 这个魔戒丢在火炉里面，这个恶要把它除掉。
And so their first movie is talking about a fellowship of the ring. So the concept there is to get together in fellowship, in unity, to get rid of what is evil by throwing the ring into the fire.
所以他第一本书说，我们要在一起， 把这个魔戒丢掉了，丢在那个火山上哈。
And so the trilogy, the first movie, is that it's important that everyone is united in fellowship in order to get this ring, which is evil, to get rid of it by throwing it into the mountain.
我们彼此必须合一的在一起去啊传这个福音。
That together one and other, we should be united in order to pass on the gospel to others.
Timothy Keller 他说哈那个。哥培里的时代已经过去了。
And Timothy Keller wrote that the time of Billy Graham is past.
他说一个人站在那边宣教传布道会啊，传福音啊，下面几百个人都没有做事情啊，只是单单的听他讲话而已。
And so what he means is that Billy Graham in his crusade, in his evangelizing, the model is one person standing there and then many, many people are listening to the gospel.
他说这种时代可能越来越渺小了。
And so now this model needs to change because times have changed.
或者是我们中国人的那个唐崇荣的时代已经越来 越少了。
And even of Stephen Tong in the Chinese culture,that kind of preaching, that kind of model is now becoming much more rare.
那可能是真的哈，我们越来神越来越用渺小的人来传福音。
And so God is now mobilizing people who are ordinary everyday people in order to pass on the gospel.
我们不是观众，我们是一起的，很渺小的这些人，但是我们一起来传这个福音。
And we no longer should be just the audience. We should take part in passing on the gospel with others around us.
我告诉你，多根为什么很厉害呢？因为他说他写这个故事的时候，他说那个魔戒。丢到火山的那个魔戒是一个侏儒哈，两个侏儒族的那个他们非常矮小的人，他们把那个是主要的主角哈，他是把那个魔戒丢在那个火山的。
So in Tolkien's story, the hobbits, the very little beings, so they are actually the key characters in the story. So they are.Really leading the action of getting rid of this evil ring by taking it and getting rid of it.
What? 那个矮人叫什么呢 ？What? How? Frodo and Bilbo, right?
Bilbo and Frodo. Hobbits.
假如你有看那个电影，他们都是矮小的人。根本不起眼啊。
And so when you watch the movie, you see that these little beings.Frodo and Bilbo, they actually do not raise an eyebrow. They're very ordinary and maybe even subordinary.
Yeah. 你来看这个的时候，同样的，神用不重要的人，好像在我们眼里面看成不重要的，但是神用他们来工作。
In a similar way, it is just like every day we are ordinary people. So very often, God will mobilize ordinary people to do.Great thing.
那第七节告诉我，由我亲爱的兄弟推基苦啊，要将我一切的事都告诉你们。
And verse 7, Tychicus will tell you all about my affairs.
这个推基苦一共的出现了四次啊。
So here, this name Tychicus has appeared four times.
以弗所六章二十一节
Ephesians 6:21,
提摩太后书四章十二节，提多书三章十二节
，Titus 3:12.
你知道提到这个推基苦的时候，他是做什么吗
？So do you know who this Tychicus is?
Name is mentioned four times. 每一次他都是送信的，送消息的。
So he is a messenger that brings an epistle to from one place to another.
我们今天的话语，他是一个邮差，邮差呀。
Said another way, today he could be a postman.
他什么？他是平凡人呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
Ordinary character,
但是神保罗怎么样称他？他说忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
And how does Paul address this man? He says in verse 7, he is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
一同做主的，我们是一同的，是平凡人，但是我们一同的传这个福音。
Fellow servant in the Lord. This is a very ordinary character, yet he is taking part in sharing the gospel.
然后他称赞另外一个人是谁呢？第九节，我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆。
In verse 9, and with him Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of yourselves.
你从哪里听到这个名字？
Do you remember where his name came forth?
阿尼西姆是一个逃犯哈，他是一个奴隶哈，在腓利门书，保罗说，你求他的主人说，他逃了，本来是应该处死的，他说。你不要把他打死，你给我吧，你给我嘛，他可以成为一个我忠心的仆人。
Onesimus is a slave. You might remember he was mentioned by Paul in the chapter in Philemon. And here in Philemon, Paul was pleading with the master of Onesimus, do not take his life, do not severely punish him, turn him to me. And so here is Onesimus.
弟兄姐妹 他不是高高在上的人，他是一个卑微的奴仆啊。
This is not some majestic nor extraordinary character. He is a meek and lowly slave.
他说，但是保罗说，我又打发一个人，亲爱、忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆。
And here Paul in verse 9 writes, and with him Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, and who is one of yourselves?
然后他说，他可以一同的传福音，没有人比他的地位更卑微、更低微了。他说，他是跟我一起同工的。
And so here Paul is acknowledging this Onesimus is a brother just like you, and he is a co-servant with me.
然后还有一位，马可。已经受了吩咐，他落到你们那里就接待他。第十节
Verse 10, and there's another Mark, the cousin of Barnabas.
与我一同作监的亚路大苦问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们的安。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. Verse 10.
马可是谁呢？
Who's Mark?
马可跟巴拿巴在一起哈。
Mark is with Barnabas.
你们知道第一次宣教的时候，巴拿巴、马可和保罗在一起是吧
？You know, initially when the apostles first began to share the gospel, this Mark was with Barnabas and with Paul.
巴拿巴说：“啊，这个太痛苦了，他走掉啊，他跑掉啊。
”So Barnabas said, "This is too difficult. I am leaving."
马可跑掉第二次啊。第二次他们又要去宣教的时候，巴拿巴要带马可，巴拿巴要再给马可一次机会，保罗说不行啊。
So actually,
所以他们两个分道扬镳啊。
Mark that could not withstand all the challenges in preaching and sharing the gospel, so he left. And so the second time, Barnabas wanted to take Mark along, and Paul said no.
因为保罗说这个人不能够再给他一次机会。
Because Paul did not want to give Mark another opportunity because he deserted this ministry initially.
但是我们在这里看到这个失败的弟兄啊，神再一次的用他。
But here we see that this is someone who has fallen in preaching the word of God in the work of God. But God is allowing Mark another opportunity to serve him.
弟兄姐妹，福音在软弱人的身上显出他的大能来，他现在是跟保罗一同的同工啊。
And brothers and sisters, the sufficiency of the scripture is shown on the weak, and now Mark is able to serve alongside with Paul again.
弟兄姐妹，这些都是软弱的，这些都是在社会上的最低贱的分子，然后神用他们一起来传福音。
Brothers and sisters, these are the lowly, these are the meek within the society, yet God raised them to serve.
因为福音可以改变这些人。
Because God's word is able to transform lives.
弟兄姐妹，福音可以改变这个教会，福音可以改变我们。
Brothers and sisters, how the scripture, how the gospel can change people and lives, and how the gospel can change our church.
你不可以说，哎，我太软弱了，我不行啊，我没有什么恩赐。No, 神可以改变你，神可以给你恩赐。
Sit there and just say, I can do nothing. I'm so ordinary. I have no gifts. God can change lives.
我们是一起，这个教会是一起来传福音，一起来侍奉神的。
This is our church. We are able to serve God together. We're able to be united and share the gospel together.
不是站在这上面这个传道人只侍奉神，是我们大家一起侍奉神。
And serving the Lord God should not be just limited to our pastor, but every one of us should take part in this opportunity to serve God.
最后我要告诉你的这个福音啊，也是我们一同的受苦，一同的彼此担当彼此间的痛苦。所以第十八节说，我保罗亲必问你们的安，你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常跟你们同在。
Lastly, I want to share with you that this gospel is a burden that should apply to each and every one of us. Verse 18, Paul wrote this greeting with his own hand. He says, remember my fetters.
弟兄姐妹，当一个肢体受苦的时候，受痛苦的时候，我们要纪念他们。
Brothers and sisters, when a part of the body is in pain, is in turmoil, we need to remember this body.
因为我们一同受苦的时候，将来在神的国度里，在主耶稣再来的时候，我们是一同得到荣耀的。
When one part of the body has fallen or is suffering, the entire body should take part and suffer alongside, because we will be all together in heaven. We will all enjoy the glory of God.
盼望我们弟兄姐妹真的是同心合意的来兴旺这个福音。
And I pray and I hope that each and every one of us, brethren, that in unity, in mind, that we serve the Lord with sharing the gospel.
在新的一年里面，我们
the new year,
把主的道能够传开。
Let us keep the word of God and spread it out to others.
让我们一起
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为你给我们这个哥罗西书。满满的是福音，满满的是宝贝。
It is so full of your gospel and so full of your treasure.
那我们有时候啊，真的是忽略了这本书。
At times how we have forgotten.
但是
or neglected your word.
我们求你真的是啊，我们读完了这本书之后，你继续的在我们心里面工作。
But we pray to you, our Lord God, that after we study this book, that you continue to work in our lives, our hearts.
让福音充满着我们每个弟兄姐妹的心。
May the gospel fulfill our hearts, each and every one of us.
让我们能够真的生命改变，生活改变。
May our hearts be transformed. May our lives be transformed. That may we impact, influence others that are around us.
好叫我们能够影响更多人。
That we may be able to transform in the lives of others.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.